Sockeye salmon are returning to British Columbia's Fraser River in one of the biggest runs seen on the river in nearly a century. Biologists say 30 million fish could return, nearly triple the original forecast. Processors are so overwhelmed that they are considering sending fish to Ketchikan for processing. KDLG's Adam Kane reports.
Because the Fraser River is in Canada, the majority of the fishery is allocated for fishermen in British Columbia. Approximately 16% of the total run is set aside for harvest in United States waters. John Garner runs the salmon division for Trident Seafoods, who operates a processing plant in Bellingham, Washington.
That's really quite a remarkable return, as you can imagine. Think of it in Bristol Bay terms. We had a return of 40 million fish in Bristol Bay year before last, and approximately 39 million, I think it was, this year. So this run is not as big as Bristol Bay, but it's quite sizable.
In the past 10 years, sockeye returns on the Fraser River have been dismal. In 2009, fewer than 2 million fish returned from the 10 million that were forecasted, resulting in a complete closure of the fishery. With the large run this year, processing capacity has become a concern for area fishermen and processors, who are reportedly stepping up operations by bringing in ice from Vancouver Island and working around the clock. Garner confirms that Trident is even considering shipping fish to Alaska for processing.
Just like in Bristol Bay, we have, in years where we have high concentration of fish and processing capacity is taxed, what we do is we put fish onto what we call long-haul tenders and run them to processing plants outside of Bristol Bay. This is the same concept, only it's running fish from Puget Sound up to, in our case, to Ketchikan.
Garner says that everyone was taken by surprise at the size of this year's sockeye run. He theorizes that the fish must have had a good supply of food in the ocean and very few predators.
Just must have been terrific ocean survival. You know, the escapement and the parent year were adequate. And then the survival rate at sea must be off the chart. We won't know that until we get the final body count, but it had to be very, very good ocean survival.
It's unclear exactly how many fishermen are participating in the Fraser River fishery this year. Garner says that a number of fishermen just now returning from Alaska have Puget Sound licenses and are trying to get out fishing as soon as they're able to do so. Because of the initially low run expectations, Trident was paying about $1.60 per pound for sockeye during the first openings. Since the supply has proven to be significantly bigger than expected and the local market has already become saturated, the price has declined to approximately $1 per pound. In Dillingham, I'm Adam Kane.